Lesson 6. The pen is mightier than the sword. In the early 19th century, a number of Americans supported slavery, a practice that had been widely accepted since ancient times. Even people who loathed slavery, and there were a great many, thought that there was little that one person could do about it. They were wrong. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who was born in Litchfield, Connecticut, in 1811, was someone who caused important changes. She believed that slavery was a monstrous crime. While living in Ohio in the 1840s, she used her house to harbor slaves who had escaped from their southern owners and were making their way north to freedom. In 1850, after moving to Maine with her minister husband, she wrote a novel called Uncle Tom's Cabin, which not only awakened people to the horrors of slavery, but also catapulted her to world fame. Her book painted a grim picture of slave life. Readers shared the agony that the slave mother Eliza felt when she accidentally overheard that her only child was to be sold to a slave trader. They eagerly followed Eliza's adventures after she escaped with her child, crossing the half-frozen Ohio River, by jumping from one broken piece of ice to the next, with armed men and yelping dogs close behind. They breathed a sigh of relief when Eliza and her child reached Canada and freedom. Another character in the book is the wise and kindly slave, Uncle Tom. He was sold to Simon Legree, a man who took pleasure in inflicting severe punishment on his slaves. When Legree ordered Uncle Tom to give a whipping to a sick and weak female slave who had failed to pick enough cotton, Tom refused. So, Legree had him whipped instead. Later, when Uncle Tom steadfastly refused to tell Legree where two of his runaway slaves were hiding, Legree had him beaten so severely that he died. Readers wept. Uncle Tom's Cabin sold millions of copies and was translated into many different languages. It was also made into a play that was performed all over the world. The book helped rouse the people of America, especially those in the North, into demanding an end to slavery. Of course, not everyone looked with favor on Uncle Tom's Cabin. It was banned in the South, and slave owners and their supporters accused Harriet Beecher Stowe of meddling in their lives. She ignored their protests and continued to denounce slavery in speeches, articles, and books. The quarrel between North and South over the question of slavery escalated. In 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed an order abolishing slavery in states then under Confederate control. Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel played no small part in bringing about the war that ended slavery. Her life shows that just one determined person can make a difference.